morning I'm going to speak a little bit about goodness. I've been speaking a little bit on some of the fruits of the Spirit, and one that stuck out to me is goodness. And I started thinking about goodness. You know, how does that, am I full of goodness? Is one of the fruits that I have goodness? And I looked into it a little bit, and what is goodness? Goodness is a quality or state of being good. It's a deliberate preference or choice of right over evil, or right over wrong, sorry. Goodness is virtue and holiness in action. Goodness is a fruit of the Spirit. It is a result of Christ in our life. It's a result of Christ working in us. So goodness is portrayed to those around us. I'm going to read from Ephesians, the fourth chapter. I'm going to read, start at verse 17. I'm going to read through Ephesians 5, verse 2. It talks about living as a new person and living as a child of light, having goodness in our lives. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness in their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace into heaven. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has loved us, and hath given himself to us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. The goodness to me is one small way we can look at that is helping others without an ulterior motive. And that's something that really spoke to me as I was studying this. How often do I help someone purely to help them? And only God knows it's in our heart. To other people around me, they may say, yeah, you know, you're a good person, you have goodness in your heart, but what is my motive? God knows my motive. Goodness that we have portrays if we help people without any, we don't care about the consequences, or we don't care what it looks like to others. There's another passage that you guys are familiar with. It's in John, and it talks about when Mary anointed Jesus' feet with oil. She the cost of the ointment that she used is about a week's worth of pay. So you think about, you know, what you make in a week, and then use that to anoint someone's feet. Judas Iscariot was there, and he was, I guess he was sort of fussing about it. You know, why would you do that? Why, there's a lot of better things to do with that. But she, with the goodness of her heart, she did this out of respect to God. She didn't care what other people thought, how it looked to other people. And another thing is that our attitudes that we have, our attitude reflects the goodness in our heart. Whatever we, and I've told my children this in the past, you know, what our attitude is, that's the way we look at life. You know, what we have, our way of, as we go through life, is reflected in our attitudes. We were talking about this just yesterday. With people who just seem to have a sour attitude when we're around them. And you know, I have to question, you know, what is their life like? And if we're here and we're professing Christians and we walk around with a bad attitude or a sour outlook on life, is that the goodness of God shining through us? I think not. I think that's something I know for myself, as I have to look at, is to check my attitude. Because, you know, the goodness that we have of Christ is reflected in our attitudes, and our attitude affects others. And also, a good attitude is something that's infectious. It's hard to have a bad attitude if you're with someone who's happy and who has a great outlook on life, and it's infectious. It rubs off. So that's a challenge to myself, and hopefully to each one of you also, is our attitude. Have an attitude that shows the goodness in our life. And not only attitudes, but in our speech. And this is something that I have to really guard against and look at in my life is, you know, excuse me, a lot is revealed through our speech. The way we talk, you know, or the words of kindness that we have, or the words of disrespect. Our attitude and our goodness in our heart is reflected through our speech. So I think that's important. We have to guard against that. Now, goodness, which is a fruit of the Spirit, comes with sacrifice. Just like all the rest of them, love, joy, peace, we talked about. It comes with sacrifice. It's something we have to sacrifice. We have to, for one, we sacrifice our time in helping others because we help others selflessly. With goodness in our heart, we have to sacrifice our time and our agenda. It's no longer our agenda. With goodness in my heart, my agenda is not all about me. That's along with priorities. It's about someone else. It's about to help others and not myself. So, yeah, we do have to make sacrifice. And we also, goodness is not something that we can get on our own. Not something we can attain on our own. And James, the first chapter in verse 17, says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So only through Christ can we have the goodness in our hearts. And the goodness in my life or your life is not what we have done, but it's a result of Christ working through us. And that's what my challenge is to have Christ in my life, that the goodness in my life may show to others and affect those around me. That's all I have. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.